Okay, Bisai. So we have a busy day today. You know, as we're getting on into the days of the Sphere, it's very interesting that really the Sphere is really made up of three threads, you know, three individual tributaries of Avoda that, in what they are, they themselves are really not connected, even though you could make a connection. And each one has its own tributaries and branches and off branches. One area of the Sphere Omer, and the name is Omer. It's named after the carbon of the Oyla, of the Omer, right? That we bring that. The second day of Pesach, the Omer, and then we bring one at the end, right? So the Sfiras HaOmer really is named after that. So, I mean, that has a significance, and it has some reflection in our Avodah, some part of Avodah that's connected with the idea of the Omer. So that's number one, which is like a carbon of the Sa'irim, was it barley? What's the Sa'irim? Barley. No?
Barley, yeah.
Then number two is the Achonah from Matan Torah, right? The days of the Omer is the days of purification. I say Toiv and Sur Meirah, Achonah for Kabbalah of Torah. And really, the Sphere is also understanding the Chasdei Hashem, the way Hashem runs the world, like, I know where that's going to fit in, but as we say, when we count the different attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gvur Shebechesed, Tiferes Shebehoid, these are different aspects of the attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The main thing is purifying ourselves and preparing ourselves for Matan Torah. You know, it's an Asei Toiv, Sumeira, Midas, and then all kinds of Nitiyas, towards Gashmis that we want to work on ourselves to get rid of, right? So that's the second aspect of it. The third is, of course, the Avelis. The Avelis of the Patira of the Talmid Rebbe Akiva, which is really an independent area of it, right? With such a terrible tragedy that thousands of Talmidim nifta, thousands, and I said because Lo Nagu covered them. So that is an area itself of Avodah by Say. Working on the Indian of Avinu Chaveru, having a sensitivity to the covet Chaveru. Covet doesn't necessarily mean that you have to have a mind when you make a chasna to be mechabedim under the chuppah, give them the right bracha, instead of giving, make sure they give them the bracha that's matim for him, the second bracha under the chuppah, the third bracha, the achrita, given the right covet, or Mechabed Mendel, not Mendel, with holding the pole of the chuppah, or Mechabed, barrel to scoop up the glass, when the chasm breaks the glass, different kibudim, So when you talk about kavod chaveru, it's not really those kibudim under the chuppah. It's talking about really the interplay, the interchange of feelings and communication when you're learning together. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Torah that the way to be koined is through people chaverim, having chavusa. Of course, sometimes you can have a seder by yourself, and you have one of the hermits Tavlei Chalom and sit by themselves. But the regular structure of Torah, the way Hashem, He made us and He made the Torah. And the regular structure of Torah is that you usually get it with a chavrusa. And a chavrusa, like it's pure ben chavero, you know, interchange, you know, feelings and the dynamics of, you know, a personality, you know, interplay. It's not like a chess game, a computer chess game, you know, with challenging the moves, checkmate, you know, this move and that move. Two chavrusas are learning together and they're, you know, challenging the intellect like a computer chess game. But when people learn together, the chavrusa, it's the interchange of input that is directed and is challenged by personality interplay, you know, character, people's character, you know, different character traits. It all comes into play, you know, with the exchange of chavrusa learning together, and that's where the dynamics of lo nasnu kavod zelah that comes in. Right? That's the real place where the kavod is. It means having the patience to listen to somebody else's svara, right? When you want to challenge something he says, to do it in the proper way, not to just to scream and yell at him, be mavatal, you know, even though you might deserve it for what the svara they just said, but it might seem to be, you know, like to have a certain control, not to completely lose yourself. And at the same time, if you have to worry about every second how you're communicating with him, and to watch your tone of voice and your, you know, your vocabulary, you know, how you're conducting yourself with him, so in a certain way, that's going to be a problem with the learning, because you want to feel free. You know, when you're learning, you want to feel uninhibited, that you want to think of the svara and argue on an intellectual level of the svara, right? So, like, how can you do that if you have to simultaneously worry about, you know, how you express yourself to him, the vocabulary you use, not to talk too strongly, not to overdo it, you know, to yell or to raise your voice too much, right? So, how do you manage to keep your balance and keep your head on this, and at the same time be able to have this wrestling match with him, intellectual wrestling match that takes place in the dynamics of a chavrusa, you know, the very difficult thing. Anyway, this is we go into the under the banner of what we called lo nahagu kavod zelizeh. Like, in other words, this is probably where the kavod, the nahagu kavod zelizeh, comes into play. You know, when they're learning together. So, I just try to give you an overview of different avodas that we have on these days: the Sfiras Omer, the Omer itself, the preparation of Matan Torah, and the Inyan of the Avodas of the Talmid Rabbi Akiva, which brings us to, you know, focus on the avoda of Ben Chavero, right? The first thing I'd like to suggest as an uvda, I don't remember if we suggested it last week or not. Just you know, sometimes like to stand, maybe with the first thing I'd like to suggest is that one of the essential parts of the Avodas Hazman is to take Pesach, the Avodas HaPesach, and to interject it into the sphere. In other words, all the tremendous, awesome aliyah that we had on Pesach for Yetzias Mitzrayim So we want to take it with us and to impregnate it into avoid the kadima, you know, into the avoid of the Sfiras HaOmer. So I would suggest doing that. You know, one way of doing it is reach into our arsenal of tools that we have, you know, that we've used, you know, our veterans here that we've been using. So maybe we'll take the udda of when we mekayim the mitzvah twice a day of zechiras yisiat Mitzrayim, we say, you know, krishma of shachris and arvis, and we're maskir yisiat Mitzrayim zechira, like ani Hashem lakechem asher tzeisi eschem here's Mitzrayim, right, just in time for the uvdas v'baruch. So we're suggesting now one uvda to try to take the avodah of Yisias Mitzrayim, of the kinyan of the Muna Yisias Mitzrayim, and try to project it further, you know, into our avodah. The first suggestion I want to make was that take into our arsenal of uvdas this uvda that we did of twice a day, but we're masking Yisias Mitzrayim, to think it quickly, go through the Esa Makis, right? We've done that here, right? We gave one idea of to anchor down the Esa Makis to the words, and the Hashem Lakechem, which I don't want to go through now. But one way is anchoring down to the words, quickly think with the Tzach Hadash Bacham, quickly go flash through the Esa Makis, whatever it is that we say. That's one way of taking the Yisias Mitzrayim with us, but by now in the time in this mitzvah of the Zechira Yisias Mitzrayim, to quickly go through the Nisim. That's number one. Number two, reaching once again into our arsenal of different tools that we have. We also, the Ito of Mana, we worked on giving special kavana and attention when we say Oz Yashir in the morning, you know, Pesukei Dezimra. So realizing that holy paragraph is a reflection of the awesome feeling that Klal Yisrael felt when they experienced witnessing the most stupendous, the most greatest demonstration of the Malchus HaShemayim in the history of the world. Like, what do you say when you see, you know, when you witness the greatest demonstration of the Malchus HaShemayim? What do you say? You say, Oh, the Shia Moshe of Israel, the Shia those, you know, Hashem, right? That's what you say. And that's what they said. So those words were expressing the feelings that are verbalized, you know, in these words, after witnessing this awesome event, right? So we want to suggest that we say it in the morning, so we should try these two, to focus on this idea that I'm saying now, and give it some thought, like maybe before you say it, as you're saying it, that you're standing at the edge of the Amsuf, after coming across the other side and seeing the enemy floating, you know, in the water, and the Kabbalistic Kiddush Hashem, the fact that Baruch Shalom came through when he demonstrated his malchus, you know, by doing this dramatic, you know, act of splitting the yam and having them come in, chasing at the Klal Yisrael, and then closing the yam on them, like this stupendous act of awesome demonstration of the shlita the Baruch Hashem had in the Bria, right? He's the Melech Olam, he's in charge of everything. So this Ubda was to say the Oz Yashir, bearing this in mind, this is what we're saying now. Now, not to just to go through it and say the words, but try to generate in the heart. It's not such an easy thing to do after so many years of just saying it, just, you know, being puzzled a little bit why Chazal shows the of Yashir together with the Davin HaMelech, like, where does that fit in with the Sugya de Zimra? But now understand that it was expression, the supreme expression of the greatest ness that ever took place in the world. So I would say, so that's the second suggestion I wanted to make in trying to keep with us the Nisim of Yitzhak Mitzrayim, is that when we say Oz Yashir in the morning, so we should try to say that with that in mind, appreciating and focusing on the greatness. Okay, so that's as far as taking Yitzhak Mitzrayim with us. As far as Hachana, for Matan Torah, in a few moments, maybe I'm going to go around over here to ask some suggestions from you people, see if we have time to do that. So in the meantime, as I'm talking, you can have like a dual kavana, trying to listen to what I'm saying. At the same time, if you come up with some, maybe think of your own ideas of what we've been talking about. Now we're talking about different items that you could do to prepare yourself for Matan Torah. In other words, chizuk in something about our learning schedule, our learning program, that could act as hachana for Kabbalas Olah Torah in the form of our being mechazik ourselves in the Limud HaTorah. So the first thing I want to suggest, also once again, dipping into our arsenal bag. So I'm sure the other here all remembers the skula from the Vilna Gaon. Chaim Lashon mentioned the skula in the name of his Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon. That's a skula of Baduk Manusa for a person that, to get special siyata d'shmaya that day in his learning. A certain skula that's Baduk Manusa that will bring him a special Hasloka in his learning that day, is to when you first wake up in the morning, the first machshava that you're able to think of when you come into the realm and the world of consciousness, to try to be mekabel on yourself the old Torah, right? What does that mean? It means that however your learning schedule is, right, that you learn a certain amount of time every day. Be an hour, 2 hours, 5 hours, whatever your learning schedule is, where it is, and how it is, and when it is that you become yourself that I'm hereby take it upon myself to do my learning chiyum that I have, right? Because whatever they are, let's say every day 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 2 to 6, like religiously you have a learning seder. So make up from 2 to 6 in my mind that I'm going to learn from 2 to 6. Like, in other words, whatever the extent of your learning program is, you think in your mind that I want to be recovered myself to, seriously to do my learning schedule. Right. So that's what we say. This skula from the Vilna Gaon, the Chaim Lashon says this, from his Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon, right, this Kabbalah in the morning. I just want to mention a few of say that, I think it's self-understood that the skula is to think about it the first thing when you gain consciousness. But if you miss the boat and you don't do it then, so of course you do it as soon as you remember. It's very possible that it wouldn't have the impact of the segula, when you're able to capture your mind and have that control to do it as soon as you wake up. So maybe it won't, you won't get the full, excuse me. You won't get the full impact of the whole segula, but at least, I'm sure that you have a tremendous tawala level. It's like as far as learning during the day, I'm sure that it's like some kind of a would be so part of a school and his service for special siyata dishmaya, you know, practice that you have that thought as soon as you remember to do it, and you do it, so I'm sure it brings with it, you know, siyata dishmaya from learning that day. Of course, if you're able to do it, the first thing you do when you wake up, so that's, of course, you know, that's the best. That's one thing. And the second that I wanted to suggest, as far as our Limud Torah, again, we reach into our box, the holy box of our different movements that we've done, and that's the Kavanah and Tefillah that Rav Miller, the Chazak Mizrach, said over in the name of the Chazay Nish, that he attributed his Hatzlacha and his Limud, Chazay Nish, tribute his Hatzlach and Limud Torah, mainly that he was, of course, besides his learning all the time, but the fact that he was misbalo five places with special kavanah, then of course it was davening. He had special kavanah five places during the davening. Those five places are Birchas HaTorah and Abba Rabba, right? The same with Ibeinu, Avin Lahaskil. And the third thing was in Shmon Esrei, Atachonei Lamdas of Malish Binah, right? The third thing. The fourth one is that Birch Shemei, Siftach Liboy by Raisa. And number five is Huyaftach Libeinu B'Sorosai, right? Rochel Lachesh Banunga, Huyaftach Libeinu B'Sorosai, that was number five. So it was these five things that the Chazon Nish attributed his success of Limud HaTorah. So this is the main order of Reisai, right? The continuation of the Yetzias Mitzrayim that we suggested, plus these two Ubdas, Reisai, in the form of a sort of preparation towards, you know, Kabbalah HaTorah, you know, later, which will be taking place at the end of the, you know, at, of course, the end of the counting. So, which I wanted to add on with this. Also, I think we might have mentioned this last week, that we should try to step back a little bit of our own learning schedule and try to project in our learning schedule something that with an eye on whether there's anything there that needs improvement. If you look over your story and see, you know, sometimes the subject, the matter, the speed, right, sometimes chavuses, many different aspects of the learning can be greatly enhanced and greatly improved upon. And like sometimes while we're in the middle of learning, we get that feeling, we think, you know, oh, we should really change this and change that. But then, you know, we get back into the routine of our learning. The routine is tremendous, routine, because routine, you know, helps us get through when sometimes we're depressed about something, we're annoyed about something. And, you know, the show must go on, you know, so the routine of our learning, it gives us a tremendous, you know, the inertia of the movement is tremendous to keep us going, keep going. But that same inertia has its the flip side of it is that sometimes, like, certain things that you're learning needs improvement in. So instead of stopping and fixing it up, you know, where things have to be improved, like the movement, the of the wheels, the cogs of progress of your learning keep turning, and, you know, like, you don't have the backbone, you know, to stop it, stop that wheel, you know, and let's fix this up. I mean, maybe chavrusa is not good, you know, like you're just fooling yourself when you're with this person, and sometimes it's very slower, it's over your head. One tremendous etzah, advice for learning, I've mentioned this here, I think, a number of times, I mentioned again, is by whatever you learn, your main subject of learning, if you have another Seder in preparing for it, even more than once, you know, here, this is a terrific tool. tool for enhancing the learning. In other words, let's say you have a Seder every day, you learn the second paragraph of Metzia, right? So if you had another Seder learning the second paragraph of Metzia, but the Chomer, the material that you do with that Chavusa, if you learn it by yourself, another Seder, or with a Chavusa also. Now, in order to do that, Rabbi says, you have to make a sacrifice, right? In other words, we're not working around all the whole day with so much time on our hands that you just, oh, you know, just throw in another thing, and now you can hear the secretary of the seer. Like, sometimes you have to take away from some other seder to do that. So I can tell you, as I said, that without any doubt, it's kedai to do it. It's kedai to do it. Even if you have to sacrifice a little bit, because you get such a clarity when you do it this way, that you know, and you have to mention that just very, very precious, very valuable is advice that we said that you should make a few siddurim to prepare your main limud with it. You have during the day, we said. One of the things that we're missing in our learning, which is a subject that many people contemplate about, speculate, is that a lot of us don't have the simcha and the sikha and the hanor, not learning. Something that, you know, even people that are learning the koilel and the high level learning, sometimes people feel that they don't really have the true sikha and hanor, the learning that they should have. And many people have their theories, they give their speeches because of this, because of that. So I have written my theory also, like what I do to the teachers. Anyway, I find that many of us are fooling ourselves when we're learning, even if we're learning B'Iyan, what they call B'Iyan, and we spend time going into it, analyzing and everything, learning, even Yishayim sometimes. But I find from my own experience that very often people don't really understand the Gemara, even though they think they do. They don't understand the Chomer, and the Mela, they're depriving themselves of having the real Gishmak, because they don't realize that what's missing, right? But if a person did this thing of learning the thing a couple of times before, so sometimes worlds open up in your learning. You see things you didn't see before. The three dimensions of the depth, you know, and it's so such a volume of clarity that you have. You wouldn't believe that just by doing it again, repeating the learning, that these worlds open up. You know, for many years, I discovered this on my own many years ago. And when I discovered it, I gave up a bunch of stories that I had. But you have to make a sacrifice, you know. And I found that always, had such tremendous dividends, and anybody that has suggested to you has seen it. And I always had the shadow, why don't the Gedolim think about it, if it's so important, you know, like, which I discovered myself. And then I realized that almost every God that spoke about it, the stipler said that it's also to learn Gemara and Ian until you know it about it. But Moshe Feinstein said about the same thing. Rav Shach said that he doesn't really see the words on the page until he learns it over seven times. And I know what he's talking about. I understand exactly what it means. You don't see the words. Well, if you think you do, and you think you understand it, and you think you can make Torah, and you think you can see Chidushim, and look up the Taishas, and the Rishon, and you think you understand it, but you don't really, if you do it a few times, you'll see that, hey, how do I really understand this? I'm first really understanding it now. Because you'll see, you have that feeling. How was I able to go through before and think I understood it when now first you understand what's going on here? You know, you have that feeling that, wow, now I understand the first kasha, right? Now I first understand the terrace. I didn't even realize what's going on there. So basically, this is just an example that I'm sharing with you of things that can improve in your learning, in your schedule. So basically, I wanted to hear your own suggestions of different things for chizik. We have to be masterful here now. So maybe next week, Rav Hashem, we'll think about your own ideas of things that we can, you know, here put on the table here, you know, of some of your own ideas that we can think of, you know, that could improve our learning. Okay, everybody say. So you have a wonderful week, and we should matzliach on our avoda, and we should have gezun, bris, and we should have panos of our bracha, and achas of our children, and shalom bayis with our wives, and we should be matzliach with our own learning, tach, growing and steiging, and should all come together with simchas achaim and mitiyim.
Amen.
Now we gotta make the bus. Bring your friends with you.
ערב טוב. נעשה יבוא עכשיו. כן, כן, רואים את הדמיין. רק רגע, רק רגע. לא, גם אני, בשיעור. אתה רוצה? Thank you.